Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Behçet's syndrome, found under the rheumatology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 40-year-old East Asian man presents for painful oral and genital ulcers. He reports that he has had these ulcers for about a week. About a year ago, he moved from Malaysia to the United States. He reports that he is currently not sexually active and has had a test for HIV half a year ago, which was negative. He is in a 3-year monogamous relationship. Physical exam shows 3 aphthous ulcers in his oral mucosa. Genital exam reveals multiple erythematous ulcers along his penis. Additionally, there are soft subcutaneous nodules along his bilateral shins. Labs reveal increased inflammatory markers. He is given topical corticosteroids. This is a case of Behçet syndrome. The clinical definition of Behçet syndrome is a systemic small and large vessel vasculitis. It is most common in Asia, Mediterranean regions, and the Middle East. Males are more commonly affected than females, and the age range is 20 to 40 years of age. Risk factors include geographic area and family history. Behçet syndrome is thought to be caused by an autoimmune process that is triggered by an environmental or infectious source, especially in a genetically predisposed person. The mechanism involves increased cytokines, proliferation of T cells, and hyperactive neutrophils. Associated conditions include erythema nodosum. Symptoms include arthritis, enthesitis, and patients can have vascular thrombosis or aneurysms from vasculitis. Physical exam will demonstrate recurrent oral aphthous ulcers, genital ulcers, bilateral ocular lesions, slit lamp testing will show non-granulomatous uveitis and anterior uveitis, and skin lesions, including papules and pustules, acneiform nodules, erythema nodosum, cutaneous ulcers, and pathergy is also common. Papules or pustules will be in areas of previous trauma. Patients may also have cranial nerve palsies. Magnetic resonance imaging of the head may be indicated if neurological symptoms are present. CT of the chest is indicated if pulmonary involvement is suspected. Labs will reveal increased inflammatory markers, including ESR, CRP, and leukocytes. Autoantibodies are typically absent. Biopsy is indicated to confirm the diagnosis. It can also help differentiate between Behçet syndrome and Crohn's disease. Findings will show leukocytoclastic vasculitis or lymphocytic vasculitis and thrombosis. Differential diagnoses include herpes genitalis, syphilis, and inflammatory bowel disease. Most cases are diagnosed clinically. Management approach is based on the affected organs and discussion of side effects with the patients. Medical management includes topical corticosteroids, which are indicated in isolated oral or genital ulcers, colchicine, which is indicated for erythema nodosum and arthritis, and other systemic immunosuppression, which is indicated if other organs are involved, including ocular, GI, and neurologic. Drugs include corticosteroids, cyclosporin, infliximab, cyclophosphamide, and azathioprine. Complications include blindness from ocular disease and thrombosis. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Behçet syndrome, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 32-year-old G2P1 woman at 34 weeks gestation presents to clinic complaining of sores in her mouth and on her genitals. The oral lesions appeared 4 days ago as multiple painful ulcers. She has experienced similar appearing lesions in the past starting around 5 months ago. Ulcerative lesions on her genitals are recurrent as well. The patient also complains of fatigue, blurry vision, joint aches, and tender areas on her legs. The patient is a Syrian refugee. This is her first time seeing a physician since her arrival in the United States 1 month ago. Previously, she had been living in a crowded refugee camp with limited food and water supplies. She is sexually active with her husband of 8 years. She admits that since leaving Syria, she has had feelings of guilt and sadness, which has affected her relationship with her husband. She is worried he may be cheating on her. The patient's temperature is 37 degrees Celsius, blood pressure is 125 over 50, pulse is 82 per minute, and respirations are 13 per minute. On physical exam, there are ulcerations on the oral mucosa and vulva and erythematous nodules on both shins, which are tender upon palpation. A base of the genital ulcers is scraped and stained and is negative for multinucleated giant cells under the microscope. Which of the following complications is this patient most likely to experience? Choice 1, diffuse proliferative glomerulonephritis. Choice 2, neonatal herpes. Choice 3, Pott's disease. Choice 4, sideroblastic anemia. Choice 5, thrombosis. The correct answer is choice 5, thrombosis. This patient is presenting with recurrent painful oral and genital aphthous ulcers and erythema nodosum, suggesting the diagnosis of Behçet syndrome. This syndrome may be complicated by thrombosis. Behçet syndrome occurs more commonly in young adults of Turkish, Middle Eastern, or Asian descent. The diagnosis is made clinically with characteristic findings including recurrent, painful oral and genital aphthous ulcers, uveitis, arthritis, and nonspecific skin lesions such as erythema nodosum. The main causes of mortality are thrombosis and vasculitis. A biopsy is not necessary for diagnosis, but it may show a vasculitis of different sized vessels. Treatment may include topical corticosteroids as well as colchicine. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Diffuse proliferative glomerulonephritis is the most common renal disease of systemic lupus erythematosus. Oral ulcers can be seen in SLE, but they are usually painless. Other symptoms of SLE include malar rash, photosensitivity, arthritis, muscle stiffness, and serositis. Treatment of lupus may include hydroxychloroquine. Choice 2. Neonatal herpes is a potential complication of active genital herpes in pregnancy. Herpes simplex can cause oral and genital ulcers and uveitis. These lesions will first appear as grouped vesicles. In this case, the Zanc test was negative. Treatment is with acyclovir. Choice 3. POTS disease is a form of vertebral osteomyelitis caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Risk factors for tuberculosis include malnourishment, living in crowded conditions, and recent immigration. Cutaneous tuberculosis is rare, and this patient lacks the classic pulmonary and systemic symptoms of tuberculosis. Treatment is with combination therapy, usually involving rifampin and isoniazid, among other agents. Choice 4. Sideroblastic anemia may be seen in vitamin B6 deficiency. Oral manifestations of vitamin B6 deficiency include stomatitis, glossitis, and keloids. Vitamin B6 deficiency is also associated with peripheral neuropathy and decreased niacin synthesis. Treatment is with vitamin supplementation. Finally, a bullet summary. Thrombosis is a common complication of Behçet's disease. That's all for this review about Behçet's disease. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.